These United States was originally from Washington, D.C. and from Lexington, Kentucky. It was just sort of a bedroom project that I started. In the beginning, on the recorded side, was me and a fellow named David Strackany, who goes by Paleo in the music world. And we started making some tunes together in different places in D.C. and Chicago and Iowa City and kind of all around whenever we found little bits of time that we weren't doing other stuff. On the live performance side of things, it was me and a guy named Mark Heidinger, who has a music project called Vandeveer. And pretty shortly after Mark and I started, a third fellow named Robbie Cosenza, who played in too many different bands to name, but The Scourge of the Sea and The Apparitions and his own project, Fanged Robot. And the three of us were a kind of, I guess, maybe a violent femsy live acoustic power pop punk trio, or at least that's what we fancied ourselves as. The recording side of it with me and Paleo was a bit more of a kind of folky lo-fi bedroom, occasionally hi-fi electronica kind of thing. Yeah, I don't know, I guess we started trying to bring those two different worlds closer together by the second album. By the third album, we had actually coalesced into something resembling a real live actual rock and roll band. I came to DC originally because I had run into a guy in my college days in Iowa, a guy by the name of Richard Florida, who's an author and public intellectual, talking head, speech maker, consultant, all around, you know, academic guru and photographic memory kind of a dude. We both went off and did other things after we originally met, didn't think much of it. And I was actually working in Europe at the time, but kind of looking for an excuse to come back to the States. And he dropped me a line one day and said, hey, would you have any interest in coming to sort of be my right-hand man with all things writing, with speech writing and article writing and doing research? I came back to the States for that and was based for a little bit in Chicago and Iowa City, but pretty quickly moved to where Rich was to work on the next book that he was doing, which happened to be Washington, D.C. You know, D.C. was always one of those places that I had visited and loved and wanted to spend more time in. It ended up being my first, you know, sort of serious, in-depth East Coast city experience. And so I ended up being there for about 4 or 5 years, I guess, depending on how you count. Maybe it was a little less than that because I was gone so much once I started doing music. But I basically went out there to write with Richard Florida. Then that moved me into the music thing.